Association of Oral Health and Periodontal Disease with Hypertension, a cross-sectional study. Hypertension has been attributed as leading cause of cardiovascular morbidity and mortality with rising prevalence worldwide. The patients who are on antihypertensive drugs can exhibit various oral side effects like gingival overgrowth, xerostomia, halitosis, altered taste sensations, lichenoid reactions, etc. Present study is contemplated to know association between oral health and periodontal state with hypertension and antihypertensive drugs. We have two aims. The primary objective is to determine the frequency and nature of oral manifestations in a hypertensive patient as compared to normotensive patient. Secondary objective is to study the effect of antihypertensive drugs on orodental mucosa. So the methodology used was that the study was conducted at Baba Jaswant Singh Dental College Hospital and Research Institute, Ludhiana, with informed consent of the patients. This was a case and control study with 40 patients as cases, hypertensive patients, those who were on antihypertensive drugs, and 40 patients as control who were having no systemic disease. This study was conducted for over 4 month period. The clinical examination was done using mouth mirror probe, Williams periodontal probe to check the periodontal pockets. Information for height, weight, diabetes, smoking, alcohol status, and the blood pressure of the patients, the duration of hypertension, and the type of antihypertensives were also recorded. Russell's periodontal index were used to estimate the gingival and periodontal health of the patient. So, the results concluded that overall, the oral and periodontal health assessment was observed with Russell's index. The mean value for Russell's index in hypertensive group was 1.09 plus minus 0.41, and the mean value of Russell's index in control group was 0.05 plus minus 0.10. Hypertensive males were relatively more in number than hypertensive females, but the odontal involvement did not show any significant gender differences. We reported gingival bleeding, lichenoid reactions, gum hyperplasia, halitosis, altered taste sensations in hypertensive patients. Over 70% of hypertensive patients had Russell index of 2, which means that they had established destructive periodontal disease, and 30% had Russell's index of 1, which means they had beginning of the destructive periodontal disease. Thus, all the hypertensive study participants had some degree of destructive periodontal diseases. So this concludes that there is a significant association between the consumption of antihypertensive drugs and oral manifestations, and these patients, they require dental visits and oral prophylactic interventions.